This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha.
That connection from the audience to people who are having these experiences is something you can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that makes what you see real is you.
And yeah, and if you get too afraid, it's going to end in like 5 or 10 minutes. So so you can you know, recover and get ready for the next one. Yeah, but these films are so good. And
this Friday, July 19th, Cinema St. Louis kicks off its 24th annual Filmmakers Showcase. It's the first of two consecutive weekends devoted to screenings of films written, edited, or produced by St. Louis area natives or folks with strong local ties. Here to provide a preview of what audiences will experience with this showcase at the High Point Theater, we have Emmett Williams, Director of Festival Curation and Education for Cinema St. Louis. Emmett, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
So the festival itself, Cinema St. Louis, puts on a few different film festivals, the St. Louis International Film Festival, Q-Fest, which you were on to talk about, and the Classic French Festival. So of those, the Filmmaker Showcase is its longest running, and I believe this is the first one that you've programmed?
Yeah, so I just started the job in, I'm from St. Louis, but I moved back in January for this job specifically. And yeah, it's the first one that I have been a part of programming / curating. And it's just been such a pleasure and to just discover like the talent that is in St. Louis. The Filmmaker Showcase is really just like a celebration of St. Louis arts and film. And so I've been introduced to dozens and dozens of filmmakers and their work, and it's been just such a gift to just to discover not only the amazing filmmakers but also the film ecosystem that's in St. Louis. There's so much good work happening here right now.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the kind of energy there is around this event in particular?
Well, I think the energy is that it's not everywhere that has a film festival that's specifically for local folks. Like lots of places have film festivals, you know, they're all over the world. But this one is specifically, you have to have some tie to St. Louis. And so I think the energy is not only, a experienced filmmaker getting to show their work, but it's also young filmmakers sort of putting their work out there. And we have a lot of student filmmakers. And so it's a chance for a lot of people to see their work on, the big screen for the first time in a huge, we have the High Point fits 400 people.
Wow, yeah.
So to see your film on a big screen is such a great experience, especially for the first time.
Right.
And so we had 118 submissions, and we accepted 64 films. And so it's really, the quality is just so good this year. And, we have 12 first-time filmmakers. A third of them are under 25. So it's really just like the breadth of St. Louis film community being shown on the big screen.
So this year, as you've mentioned, it'll be 64 films that will be spread out over two weekends, and there's a total of 10 programs. So, and this year, from what I understand, there are three feature-length films?
Yes, well, feature is, it changes depending on, every festival has a different definition of what that means.
Sure,
but
sure.
So for us, it's over 40 minutes. And so we have opening night film is Lions of Mesopotamia. And that is an incredible documentary about the Iraqi Civil War as told through the Iraqi soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
And that film is just incredible. It debuted at South by Southwest this past year. And it was the entire post-production was done by a team here at Bruton Straub and Outpost. And so they have done an amazing job, and they do incredible work. And so, that's our opening night film. And then we have at the end of the last day is Catching Bullets. It was a documentary about gun violence in St. Louis. And we also have that second weekend, we have a documentary about the St. Louis sort of refugee experiences told through the Afghan refugee group. Mm-hmm. Kathy Bartkowski did an amazing job, and we're working with the International Institute to sort of really get people out and make it like a summit for, you know, what's happening with the Afghan, but also like the entire immigrant situation here in St. Louis.
Right, right.
And so we're not only just showing like the hour-long film, but we'll have like a panel discussion after it.
Yeah, so the panel discussion, I think this is something that maybe doesn't get talked about nearly as much as it should. Watching a film with other people, it's a communal sort of experience. And so the opportunity for people to have a conversation about what they're watching. First, the film that we'll be showing next week, Gateway to a New Life. What is the discussion going to be about? And why was that partnership with the International Institute maybe something that was right for this year's fest?
So I really believe in the power of film to build community and connect with people. And I want people to always not only feel comfortable in our theater, but also see themselves on the screen. No matter if you want to be a filmmaker or you don't want to be a filmmaker, I want you to know that High Point is a place for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the conversation after the film is important because you don't want to just sort of like see a film and then, you know, go home and have to Google, you know, finding people who had those experiences. We're going to have people who are living these experiences
mm-hmm.
from St. Louis in the film, in the theater, you know, after the film, talking about it. And I think that's just that connection from the audience to people who are having these experiences is something you can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Now, Catching Bullets, which you mentioned, that will be screening on the closing day of the festival. And unfortunately, I mean, with titles like Gateway to a New Life, Gateway obviously sort of immediately calls to mind St. Louis, and Catching Bullets also, unfortunately and sadly, sounds all too relevant to STL. Talk with us a little bit about this film. It is not a documentary, right?
It is a documentary.
Oh, is
yes.
it? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so it's a documentary. The filmmakers did a really amazing job because I think it's very easy when issues like this come up, I think
mm-hmm.
it's very easy for films to sort of focus too much on the trauma
right.
and not the, what happens next or solutions. And I think
mm-hmm.
these filmmakers did a really great job of not only showing like the people involved with fixing the issue of gun violence in St. Louis, but also, you know, what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And so that film, it's part of the Race in America program
mm-hmm.
that we sort of, it's an ongoing series that we have.
Right.
And so when we have there's going to be a panel discussion after that. And
right,
again,
right.
It's not about focusing on the trauma. It's focusing on what we all can do
mm-hmm.
to address these issues from, you know, the root causes to whatever sort of programs are there that are
right.
helping people out.
Well, and it's interesting that you've corrected me that it is a documentary because when you read the description of this film, it sounds like it is... It's fiction. Unfortunately,
right.
It is not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, short films make up a large proportion of this year's Filmmakers Showcase, and among them are narrative shorts, and one is called Vision. And in it, the lead character is Lewis, a 17-year-old who's an artist. Lewis meets Elijah, a blind elder who gifts the teen with a special pair of glasses. And as a gift to everyone who's listening now, joining us, we have Zion Thomas, who is a St. Louis native and the lead actor in Vision. Zion, welcome to the show.
Hello, Elaine. I'm happy to be here.
So what is it that compelled you about the storyline of Vision?
So what compelled me about this story is the hope that kind of breathes through the story. North, as we know, if you're a St. Louis native, as I am, North City needs a little bit of help
mm-hmm.
Financially and with community engagement. And so the fact that it was set there, you know, a kid who's from the area and, you know, sees it for what it is and sees it for what it can be, particularly,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was a very interesting and exciting, alluring about it. So that's what drew me to the narrative.
And there's a little bit of a comeback story associated with this, in that you filmed the first parts of this narrative short back in 2019.
Yes.
Which is when you were just finishing high school, right?
Yeah, I had just graduated high school in the summer of 2019. And right before I went off to college out of state, we were able to film what was the trailer at the time for the film. And, you know, we had plans to come back and finish the rest of the story when we got more funding. You know, part of the journey was creating the trailer so that the trailer would then, you know, we could use it to fund the rest of the film.
Right.
And then, as we know, in the coming months, the world stopped and everybody was struggling with their health and financially. And so we lost funding for the project. And so it was shelved for a couple of years. And I didn't hear much. They said, you know, we're going to wait and see if we can get funding later on. And it wasn't until 2023, right, a couple of weeks before I graduated college, that I was reached back out to and said, hey, we have the money, we're back on. Zion, are you in town? And it just so happened that I was going to return home in a couple months. So I said, yeah, and I'm more than willing to pursue this, you know, project again.
Yeah. And then how much of that story were you familiar with? I mean, is it part of the application or the submission process to get some sense of how films came together?
No, I really try and go into everything as blind as possible. Like,
sure.
I don't read. I mean, we have a team of programmers, and the programmers for Showcase are, you know, are definitely more familiar with everything that's happening at St. Louis and the film community and the acting community. And so they were familiar, but then, you know, once they sort of give me a list of the best of the films, and then I go into everything completely blind. I don't want to have any sort of influence at all. I just start watching the film. I don't look at the title. I don't look at the actors. I just push play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I didn't know any of the story until right now, to
right.
be honest with you. So it's really great. And what I love about Dan Paris, the director, what I love about the script is that it's really just about hope, like just, you know, as I was talking about with our with the documentaries, it'd be really easy for all of this work to just focus on the negative and the trauma, but this one is really about hope and seeing how things could be better going forward.
Zion, in completing this film and then coming back to St. Louis, how much of the film, its storyline, its characters, is a reflection of what you see now as an older young person returning to your hometown?
So yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I think the north side of St. Louis, the city, even the county, needs help just because of, you know, this the dilapidated area. And, you know, growing up here, it's something that you just kind of put in the back of your mind. And I remember talking to the director, you know, I was walking down a street and he was like, you're going to walk down this building. You're not going to look at it too hard, you know, because it's there every day. I was like, yeah, okay, that's pretty easy to do. But, you know, before we started rolling, I decided to like really take a look at the building.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, windows broken and boarded up, doors boarded up. And it wasn't anything out of the ordinary per se, but when you took a minute to take it in, it was a little sad. And so I really love how the story talks about, is encouraging people to not only look around at what is, but also look around at what could be and then help create that.
Yeah.
In whatever way you can, with whatever organizations are trying to do that.
Right. Emmett had mentioned earlier the size of the High Point Theater. So 400 seats, you said. So Zion, what is it that you are looking forward to most with this screening at this specific festival and its focus in your hometown?
So as Emmett was talking about earlier, it's really, St. Louis is it's a good spot right now for film. A lot of work, a lot of good work is coming through and is happening with a lot of, you know, professional local filmmakers. So I'm one, honored to be a part of it in any capacity, and two, excited for people to not only see me, but to see a story like this that's about St. Louis. I'm not sure how many, you know, of these films are going to be about St. Louis and what capacities to. So that's a really exciting part that I take pride in. This is a short film that was filmed here about the city.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for people to see that. I think that's, I'm going to call it unique for now. I think it's pretty unique.
Yeah. How have you described this film, you know, to other people? I mean, there's a description that is in the schedule and in the program for the film fest.
Mm-hmm.
How have you described it? Like, what are some of the elements of this story that you've shared with other people?
I like to bring up how it's a hopeful film. As Emmett, again, talked about a little ago with the documentary about gun violence, far too often, I think, stories focus primarily on the trauma. And for, you know, I understand it. It's impactful. And but I think more emphasis needs to be put on solutions as well, so that we don't sink into despair.
Right.
But, you know, come out with a hopeful outlook and hopefully a plan of action to move forward. So I describe it as a hopeful film with a call to action for locals to help the city of St. Louis flourish.
So there's an important prop in this film, Vision.
Yes.
Talk about the prop and what it seems to enable young Louis to do.
Yes. So the key prop for the film Vision is a pair of these grandiose pink sunglasses that he is given by this old man, Elijah, that he meets in this abandoned church running from bullies. I won't give too much of the story away, but he's given these glasses and they're very fun to wear, I'll just note.
They're pretty cool looking glasses, I have to say.
I think I'm glad you think so. I think so as well. They're a statement. And so when Louis puts these glasses on, they allow him, like I've mentioned, to see the potential of things. So like this abandoned church that he was in, he was able to imagine it, not even imagine it, literally see it as this beautiful, you know, new cathedral. And he goes around the city. He sees people, you know, engaging in the community and in markets, and they're cleaning up, you know, fields of trash. And he's seeing communities and families out on their porches. These are the things these glasses allow him to see, which, you know, when he takes them off, he realizes they're not there, but they could be. And so what he has to figure out, and what Elijah ends up telling him is like, hey, these are glasses and they're super cool.
Yeah.
But they're not real. You know, the only thing that makes what you see real is you. And that's the true magic. So the glasses are a bit of a statement, but they are a reminder to keep our, you know, to keep our eyes open.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love them. I really do love them. They gave them to me at the at the end.
So Vision obviously is very important for watching and experiencing a film. And Vision is not the only short. There are many more of them. I also am curious about the films that may not be so hopeful. There's a whole, I think, a program with horror shorts, right?
Yes, there's on 7 p.m. on Saturday, the first weekend, so this coming Saturday, there is an entire program of horror films, horror shorts that are so good, they're so creative. And curiously, as you know, watch a lot of films, you know, that have been submitted to film festivals, and I work with a lot of students, horror films are like the go-to for young people to make.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, you know, a lot of, and they're also, you know, as you get older, they're also the most fun to make. And
oh,
so, and they're,
okay.
And some often the most fun to watch. And so sometimes it's a nice sort of break from the serious of, like, you know, in quotes, filmmaking. It's just another genre, mm-hmm. but the skill is so high and they're so good. The yeah. horror shorts are so, so good. Yeah.
Are you going to be watching any of the horror shorts, Zion?
I am not a large horror fan.
This will change your...
Is it a bit of an introduction then, like to present short films? And if horror is such a popular genre, for there to be exposure of that to people such that it can be better appreciated?
Yes. And yeah, and if you get too afraid, it's going to end in like 5 or 10 minutes. So so you can you know, recover and get ready for the next one. Yeah, but these films are so good. And the filmmaking, as with all the films, the filmmaking talent in St. Louis is so incredible. Mm-hmm. And this is really just a way to celebrate St. Louis filmmaking and all the different types of films. We have horror films, we have experimental, we have animation, we have mm-hmm. narratives, we have documentaries, just everything, and it's all, you know, St. Louis-based, which is really great.
Yeah. So St. Louis-based, not only in who's making the films, the reason that I was interested in talking with you, Zion, is that you're someone who's in front of the camera. With the other films that are being shown, where else do we see examples of people in front of the camera in these works?
Well, we have the second weekend, the Friday of the second weekend, we have a program called the Alternative Views of St. Louis. And it's really, it's just three different sort of views of St. Louis that you don't necessarily automatically see. We have a film called Architecture and Acrobats, mm-hmm. which is a group of young people who perform in front of like really important St. Louis sites, historic mm-hmm. sites. We have a film called The Flotsam River Circus, which is a few years ago, a circus just traveled up and down the Mississippi and did these like free performances, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Painted Black, which is about the St. Louis rugby team, who's like currently right now the national champions. And so it's narrated by John Goodman. And so, it's a big deal. It's going to be a lot of people that day
okay.
on that. That
yeah. yeah. John Goodman has been a guest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, I wish you the best of luck, Zion, with your friends and family watching Vision during the festival and with this first filmmaker showcase that you've programmed, Emmett. Emmett Williams directs festival curation and education for Cinema St. Louis, and Zion Thomas is an actor who plays the lead in the narrative short, Vision. Zion and Emmett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Elaine Cha. Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.